Let me refresh your memory.
From our New York studio. Reminal, are you getting out of there before the snowstorm hits? Where are you preaching this Sunday?
Well, the question is whether I can get through the snow to where I preach this Sunday.
Yeah.
It looks a little rough in the forecast. We'll see what happens. But talking about white snow.
What a segue.
Overwhelming us. Hollywood appears to have already had a blizzard in the announcing of the Academy Award nominations. Now, you must remember, Tom, that a year ago, Nash Action Network and I jumped out and took issue with they had all whites nominated for the top awards. And they said, let us work on this. We'll work with groups. We'll bring more people in the industry. We will change how the Board of Governors operate and choose the Academy Award nominees. People said, don't not give them a chance. Some of the blacks in Hollywood said, slow down, Reverend Al. All right, then we have the issue with Amy Pascal, head of Sony, caught with emails that were talking about President Obama likes these kind of movies, all kind of racial stuff. We brought it up again, work it out. Now we are where we can't take it anymore. The second year in a row, no blacks, no browns, no people of color nominated for the top 20 awards. Out of 20 slots, you're going to tell me that no one, not Idris Elba, with Nation, Beast of No Nations, no Straight Outta Compton, no Creed, nobody is worthy of a nomination. We cannot continue to sit by and support that. So what I've said is we need to tune out. We need to watch something else that night, because if the ratings go down, the advertisers will say, I'm not paying for this. You have viewership going down. People don't have to march. They don't have to picket. They don't have to come out to 1 hour rallies. All you got to do is turn the dial. Look at your children and say, I cannot, by watching this, support a culture that would say that my children, at their best, don't qualify to even be nominated. You would disgrace your household watching something that excludes you. So we're starting a tune out, and everybody can tune out until Hollywood tunes on to what needs to happen in terms of inclusion in this country. We just want a fair shot.
Hey, Rev, what's the lady's name who's in charge?
Cheryl Boone Isaacs.
Yeah, yes, African-American. Yeah. How much power does she have to make change?
I mean, she works for the Academy, and the problem is the Academy's in charge. She has very little power, and I don't want to make her the issue. Some want to make Jamie Foxx issue since Spike Lee and Jada said they're not going. But it's not about the talent. It's not about those that work there. It's about the structure. We must change the structure and not have them become the scapegoat of what is institutionalized. Hollywood plays, they're so liberal and progressive. Yeah, they are till you get to where they do business and where they live. No blacks can green light a film in Hollywood in 2015. That's a disgrace, but we ought not be paying for it. 40% of theater goers are us. We ought not be paying for it.
Well, how do you get it changed, though?
The way we did IMUS and everybody else. If you turn your dial, if the ratings go down, we can go to advertisers. Advertisers say, wait a minute, y'all are going to change this. I'm not paying these multi-million dollar ads. The dollars have not changed. And if you don't change the dollars, if you don't devalue what it stands for, they will never change. When we got American Express and others to pull ads from IMUS, IMUS came off the air. People will never be converted in many ways, but if you hit their bottom line, they start acting differently. It doesn't matter what's in their heart as long as my money's not in their pocket.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a discussion with Chris Rock?
I've not had a discussion with Chris Rock. I talked to Spike. And I'm not trying to have a discussion with Chris Rock, because the media wants to make it us against Chris.
Right.
It's us against racism and racial exclusion. Chris and others have to choose what they want to do, and I understand actors and actresses don't want to be blacklisted. What we don't want to be is whitewashed.
Mm. Yeah, black producer, black host, and a black president of the Academy.
And no black.
And a show with no blacks nominated. So you are presenting a show that excludes your talent from being considered to tell the world this is the best in American culture. So in the age of Obama, in the age of a black president, a black attorney general, we can't even get nominated. When Sidney Poitier won an Oscar in 1964, we back to 54 in 2015. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The worst part, though, is if we pay for it by tuning in and watching it, and they are able to tell the advertisers, oh, the ratings are high. They don't care about themselves.
They might be higher than ever before behind this, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we've got to try to go into that.
Okay.
So quit having a civil hangout with Jay talking about men she didn't put chocolate on. I mean, you know, the harder
I'm sorry
I work.
You heard that. I'm sorry, Reverend.
You've been hanging out with Jay. Jay, pay your cable bill next month so you can switch to something else on Oscar night. You're going to have to go cable.